A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. The starting point for pursuit of destiny is a dream. A man of pursuit must be a man that has a dream. Where are you going? What do you want out of life? Dream. There must be a dream in the heart of a man. It is this dream that this man will pursue. So the starting point is a dream. The next thing after a dream is a decision. What do I do with my dream? You must decide what you want from life and what you want to do with the dream that you have. That decision is very important. You must have a dream. You must have a decision. What do I do with my dream? The next thing is a drive, which is actually the second thing after a dream. You must decide to drive your dream or to add drive to your dream. It is not enough to dream. You must add drive to your dream. A dream without a drive is like a vehicle without an engine. There is no engine in this vehicle, and there is no way this vehicle can move. That drive is the engine that moves your dream from point A, from the point of dreaming, to the point of fulfillment. Your drive, you must add drive to your dream. Let your passion motivate you to action so that you can see results in your life and in your destiny. Reverend Alan Newman once said, add drive to your dream. A dream without a drive will be drowned. Your dream without a drive will be drowned. There are two locus of control in every man, locus of control or drive. There is the internal locus of control and the external locus of control. The external locus, a man who depends only on external locus of control, is driven externally. This is a man that is reactionary. He reacts to circumstances and to events around him. He is a slave to circumstances. He reacts when things happen. He does not have a drive for his life and his destiny. He is motivated externally. This man is like a wheelbarrow man. He will not move until he is pushed. And if he is not pushed, he does not move. That is a wheelbarrow man. And that is a man without a drive, a man with the external locus of control, of drive. He waits for an external force or external person to push him to do something about his life and about his destiny. The second is the internal locus of control or drive. The internal, that is the man who is motivated internally. He is self-motivated. He propels himself. He moves himself. He does not wait for situations or circumstances to make him do stuff. He creates his own circumstances. He does not allow circumstances to create his life for him or his destiny. He creates his situation. This man is the man that is adding drive to his dream. And that is the man that God wants you to be. Be a self-driven man. Add drive to your dream. A man of pursuit is a man that is self-driven, a man that has drive to his dream. That is the man that will fulfill purpose, that will fulfill destiny. Another major factor, major key for a man who will pursue purpose, a man of pursuit, is determination. This man has a dream. This man is driving his dream, and this man is determined. Few people succeed in life because they are destined to. Most people succeed because they are determined to. Your background may not be conducive. Your environment may not be conducive. Your background might not have been excellent. But with your determination, you will get to the place that God wants you to get to. With your determination, you will go beyond the limits of your background. Determination gets you there. And so don't forget, few people succeed because they are destined to. Most succeed because they are determined to. A determined man is not easily deterred or distracted from his purpose or from his goal. There is no challenge. There is no circumstance or circumstances of life that can stop a determined man from getting to the place he is going. A determined man will always find a way to advance his dream, to advance his purpose and his destiny. A determined man will always create a way under God to advance his life, to advance his destiny, to advance his purpose. Be determined. Determination. Closely connected to determination is persistence. You must be persistent. A man of pursuit is a persistent man. He is a man who does not give up easily. A man who persists in all that he does. In Luke chapter 9, verse number 62, the Bible says, Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom. That man is not fit for the kingdom who lays his hand on the plow and is now looking back. The Bible says concerning Joshua in chapter number 8 of the book of Joshua, verse number 26, the scripture says, for Joshua drew not his hand back wherewith he stretched out the spear until he had utterly destroyed all the inhabitants of Ai. Joshua stretched forth his spear. He stretched out his hand. The Bible says here, he did not withdraw it. He was persistent. He kept on going. He kept on fighting until he won. Dear listener, there is the need for you to keep at it, to persist at what you are doing. Keep doing it. Don't give up. Don't give up because of a challenge. Do not allow any financial challenge to deter you or to stop you. Trust God for grace. Make a way. Look for a way. There is always a way. Rant about that situation. Don't be deterred. Don't let opposition stop you. Don't let family name or background stop you. That problem is too small to stop you. That challenge is too little to hinder you. Keep pressing on. Don't forget, persistence will always wear away resistance. Don't give up. Keep pressing on. It is very important for a man who of pursuit never to give up, to be determined and to be persistent. Persistence is essential if you must fulfill your purpose and your destiny. Be persistent and the Lord will see you through. A major requirement or necessity of a man of pursuit is discipline. Discipline is self-imposed restraint. A man of pursuit must be a disciplined man. You must be disciplined to wake up early in the morning. You must be disciplined to pursue that dream. Be disciplined to run. Be disciplined. There are three things that take and keep a man on at the top. Three things will take you to the top and will keep you at the top. They are vision, power, and character. Vision, power, and character. Talking about character, I mean the discipline that you have added to your life. Do not forget, discipline is needed to press on in life. And don't forget, discipline is self-imposed restraint. Paul said, I run not as one who beats the air. I run to obtain. And so you must run to obtain. You must discipline yourself to press on and don't allow anything to stop you from actualizing your purpose in life or achieving your dream. Break yourself free by discipline from whatever habit or sin or person or people that may want to frustrate the purpose of God for your life. Do not allow your purpose in life and destiny to be frustrated. Add discipline to your life. Discipline is essential in the life of a man of pursuit. Be disciplined. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and begin to pray for grace to drive your purpose, to drive your dream to fulfillment. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, I receive the grace to drive my dream to fulfillment. The grace to drive my purpose, to drive my destiny. I receive that grace in the name of Jesus. Create an insatiable passion, appetite and passion for excellence and for success in me. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the ability to drive my dream, I receive now. The ability, the grace, not to surrender or abdicate the driver's seat of my life to another. I receive that grace now in the name of Jesus. Let me be steered up from within to pursue my dream and my purpose and to actualize it in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to lift up your voice and declare, I am determined to pursue my dream, to pursue my purpose and to achieve it. I am determined. In the name of Jesus, I will walk persistently. I will pursue my dream persistently. I refuse to give up to anything. I refuse to submit my dream to challenges. I refuse to submit my destiny to problems. I will not give up. I have laid my hands on the plow. I will not look back. I am like Joshua. I have stretched forth my spear in my hand, and I will not withdraw the hand. I will not turn it back, and God's name in my life will be glorified. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. I pray in the name that is above all names, that the hand of the Lord will rest upon you. Grace will be given unto you to drive your dream. You will drive your purpose. You will drive it to fruition. In the name of Jesus, I pray the driver's seat of your life and destiny will not be abdicated to another. Grace will be upon you to pursue your purpose and to fulfill it. I pray in the name that is above all names that the Lord will strengthen you. Your determination will pay off. In the name of Jesus, your persistence will wear away all resistance. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Negative circumstances will not stop you. Family background will not stop you. Your past will not stop you. As you press on, you will arrive at your place in the name of Jesus. And I pray for character. The Lord will help you add character, add discipline to your life, to your destiny, in the name of Jesus. And I pray that your glorious destiny will not be surrendered to indiscipline, in the name of Jesus. You will be a man of character, and God's name will be glorified. So shall it be, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral this Sunday, 8 a.m. You may wish to join that service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. If you are in Lagos, join us at Etisalat Building opposite WAEC office, Ogba, Lagos, 9 a.m. on Sunday. If you are in Abeokuta, join us at Ebimfem Filling Station, Itaeko, Abeokuta. Our time is 8 a.m. Forward this message and share the link with your contact for your question, your comment, your counseling need, or testimonies. Get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.